Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome into Bet Sweats on this Football Friday, hanging out with you for the next 3 hours on the BetMGM network. A lot happening. Of course, the new week in the NFL. Week number 9 began last night with a beatdown. Baltimore Ravens over the Miami Dolphins. We'll talk about that one coming up. We've got one more game, at least, with the World Series. We have to wait until tonight to find out if we're going to have a Game 7. I think we will. We'll go over that. College football plays. NFL as well. Baltimore 28-6 last night, the 7 and the hook, an easy cover. Good look, Paul Aspen jumping in on Survivor when almost nobody's going to be on Baltimore, jumping in, taking them, and it was pretty sweat-free. If you look at the box score, the yardage is about the same, but if you watch the game, no, as the boos are raining down on the Dolphins. Ravens perfect in the red zone. The Dolphins 0 for 3 in the red zone. It got ugly. That is the Miami team that we're used to. I wish they would have shown up in Atlanta like that.
I feel like everything we talked about yesterday came through on the game. Ravens win. We lean to a Ravens cover. Derrick Henry, longest rush, that hit. You said Andrews was going to have a game. He had 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
And even Kolar Moon caught a touchdown.
I forgot what the odds were.
Everything.
On Kolar.
Everything plus 850.
Right. It was 8-1, 9-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was greedy last night. Like, I was mad at myself. I'm like, oh, Andrews, right away, boom, get this cashed in. I grabbed it at plus 190. The number was actually going up a little bit at some books, which didn't make any sense. Looked at 2 touchdowns, didn't do it. Looked at first touchdown, didn't do it. So even though you get a nice hit there, I walked away mad. Walking away a lot of days mad, including yesterday with that one. But yeah, everything we talked about, and then we were warning people about Keaton Mitchell as we heard more and more love on Keaton Mitchell. BetMGM had it at 10.5 early in the show. That's a winner if you go over 10.5, but you got to pay the juice on that. Later in the show, it's 12.5. You see 13s elsewhere. Those were all losers because he has 4 carries, just like last week, but this time 11 yards.
Not a surprise at all, yeah. Especially when the obscure player moves up 3-4 yards and everybody's on him. You get that little nugget. You see the John Ewing tweet, 95% of the bets are on this bet. And you're like, dead. That's not good. I think it was the right process. The issue is he only had 4 carries. I like the idea that, okay, Lamar's not going to run. And he didn't really run that much. He had 5
not
carries
at all.
For 14
not
minutes.
At all. Yep.
You know, so I think it was the right thought process. Then Derrick Henry ran for 6 yards a pop. And John Harbaugh said, yeah, this is working. We're just going to do this the whole game. 19 carries for a buck 19. We did warm to that idea, too. Well, okay, if Lamar can't run, and the public is going to be on Keaton Mitchell, Derrick Henry. It's Derrick Henry. That's what's going to happen. And they just force-fed number 22. And there was a carry in the first quarter where I thought, ooh, if he would have broken that tackle, he's gone for 50. And then he eventually got that long run, 35 on the longest rush. We were talking 18.5, 19.5, and
yep.
He almost doubled it. Now, for the Ravens, 3-5, minus 165 to win the AFC North.
Yeah,
it still kind of feels cheap. I'm not saying run there and bet it, but the discussion was had last couple of days about the Ravens to win the division and the Chiefs to win the division. The Ravens to win the division and the Bills to win the division. The Ravens to win the North and IO sixth man, whatever. We were saying it. It was minus 120. It was minus 125. And now 40 cents, 45 cents higher after a dominant win on national streaming. I almost said national television. It's not television. It's streaming. We also, by the way, we have to talk about YouTube TV.
Oh, don't worry.
They're putting That's us in the chair up. Again. You That's see that email? Up. Oh, man.
See the email? Woo! It was. I can't watch it. I can't watch it right now. So, yeah, we'll get to that. I've got that marked down in Friday Feels, among many other things. Yeah, so they're winning the division. But, damn, yes. What were you waiting for? This sort of a move after a win against a putrid Miami team that was supposed to happen as a 7.5-point favorite, it actually feels like maybe it's a bit too much of a move based on that. I'm not saying it's not worth a bet. That's fine. But what the hell were you waiting for? I think everybody's been saying the same thing. In a matter of 5 days, they go from 1-5 to 3-5. They're winning this division. They were favored last couple. They're going to keep on being favored for the next couple of months. Look at their schedule. They're going to be favored in all of these games. I think there's one game maybe at the end of the year. But if they win the majority of these games, they're going to be back to being priced like they were at the start of the season. When the computer people were telling us that this is the best team in the NFL, and it's really not even close. So maybe they're not going to be a dog the rest of the way.
They were minus 200 before the season because at the time you had a healthy Burrow, and there's always this offseason optimism around the Steelers because of Tomlin, and they always find ways to win and get over 500. But the highest price I remember was minus 200. The biggest price, the biggest divisional price was Buffalo at minus 300, minus 325. That was the richest divisional price. Baltimore was a big favorite, but you're right. In terms of comparing the price in the summer to the price now, it is still cheaper than it was in August and early September when it was about minus 200. They still play the Steelers twice. So that's going to really swing the division, right? You play the Steelers on December 7th and then wrap up the regular season in Pittsburgh last week of the season. Here's the thing about Baltimore, and I don't, you know, won't even show, but they did just play last night, and this is sort of the NFL betting topic of the day. When they're desperate, I'm scared of them. Other teams' desperation, I don't like. When the Bears are desperate, I'm like, oh, they're going to lose. When other teams are desperate, it's not good. You don't get their best. When the Ravens are desperate, I feel like you do get their best.
Mm-hmm. Take the toys out. Maybe the opponent has something to do with it, with the Dolphins and the Bears. But yeah, they got focus. They got focused, and they look great. The room. HN, number one play, under 13.5 rushing attempts. He has 14. That's a loser. Waddle was a winner, over 62 in the hook. He ends up with 82. Keaton Mitchell, I don't know how to grade it. Like, the email we got was 10.5, but that's not where the market was on Keaton Mitchell, and it's not where the number closed. So however you want to look, you want to call it a half, whatever. I mean, if you paid the juice at 10.5, you won. If you did not, if you got the number that was pretty much everywhere, widely available, you lost. So I guess you can call it a half a win, half a loss, I guess. HN. Under 59.5 rushing yards, that's a loser, has 67. Henry, under 18.5 rush attempts, that's a loser, 19. Hook 19. On 1-2 of them. It depends how you want to do the Mitchell. They're all pretty close. The room lost, though. Like, it's 1 or 1.5 wins. If we give them the Mitchell, it's, you know, 1.5. So the room was bad, and you look on Kalshi this morning. next coach fired. 73% chance they say it is Mike McDaniel. Now you've got the long week. Is this the time that McDaniel gets fired, or do they ride this out for the rest of the year? I don't know that there's a close second. They mention Zach Taylor, Raheem Morris, Aaron Glenn. I don't see it with any of those guys. If there's going to be another firing this season, this is the guy. If it's not him, I don't think it's going to be anybody else.
It is very wild how these NFL circles roll over, because 2 years ago, two seasons ago, I had a bet on Mike McDaniel to win Coach of the Year and Tyreek Hill to win the MVP. And they were both looking really, really good November of 2023. Hill was on pace for 2,000 yards. I remember I made that bet at 125-1. Probably the last time I'll ever bet a position player to win the MVP, by the way, because he was so good and he still was in favor. That was the year Purdy and Lamar were neck and neck through Christmas, and then the Niners beat the Ravens and Lamar ended up having a much better finish to his season. But 2 years ago, we're talking about Mike McDaniel potentially being Coach of the Year, Tyreek Hill potentially being MVP. And here we are, a very small window later, 2 years later, McDaniel's probably going to get fired and Tyreek might never play again in Miami. That's the NFL, though, man. If you don't, capitalize on your window, you may never, ever, ever get back.
Small window. Ask Matt Nagy. Year one, riding that high. Bears are going to win eventually. Look at what they did with the rookie year, with the quarterback, new head coach, offensive mastermind. No turning back. This is going to be a brand new Bears. I mean, you could come up with any example in this league. That's how it works. Aside from the great ones that are there every year, for the most part, it's you might get one chance. Might get one. You better capitalize right now. How does Kevin O'Connell feel this year, right? Look how things change in Indianapolis. Is this the Colts' only crack at it? You don't know. That's why there's a lot of teams that I think are going to be aggressive when it comes to Tuesday's trade deadline, because this might be their chance. Like, I hear all these rumors about the Patriots, and I kind of laugh at them. Like, guys, your window, Vrabel just got there. Drake May is on the scene as an MVP candidate. Like, you got time. And then examples like this, like, oh, no, this is the NFL. One injury could change everything. One dumb mistake can change everything. You never know. Who saw it coming like this? People thought that McDaniel was going to be scoring 30 points per game for a long period of time, and now look at him. His offense puts up 6 points last night, and two has been awful this season as they regret that contract. This is BetSweats, BetMGM Network. And well, tonight we've got game number 6. It's Toronto up in the series, 3-2. BetMGM number for this game is $1.40. Dodgers, the road team, is favored because they have Yamamoto on the bump. But for the series, the Blue Jays are a -250 favorite. You can get the Dodgers at 2-1. Dodgers fans praying, and Dodgers backers like me, Yamamoto can have a third straight complete game in the postseason.
I like the under in the game. Now, you're getting that Yamamoto tax, 7.5 on the total, because we know these two teams, when hitting, are dangerous and could clear these numbers by themselves. But I just, as somebody holding Toronto stock, they'll feel good, at least about the offense. And Gausman is a dart thrower, too. I mean, if he has a solid outing, we could be talking about a 3-2 type final. So, as for betting the game tonight, I'm not looking to bet more Toronto on top of my pre-existing Toronto position, and I'm not going to lay $1.50 on the road. You're certainly paying the tax there. I got an email from Kenny White, who makes the game Dodgers -120. That's his true line. You see the board, -140, -145, -150. So they know people are going to bet the Dodgers, and they shade the line. That's how this racket works. As for making a bet, though, I would lean under 7.5 tonight. I think it's a pitcher's duel.
Could be right. Yeah, in this matchup, when talking about this game, I'm not hearing a lot of respect for Gausman. Yes, he gave up a couple of homers in the last outing, but he was very close to having a terrific game, completely overshadowed. Remember, that was a low-scoring game. So maybe we do get the under there, 7.5. That would make a lot of sense, and I don't expect Yamamoto to get into any trouble, but you've got to entertain the idea. He's not the greatest pitcher of all time. He's phenomenal, but you never know what's going to happen, and it's baseball. So if there is any sign of trouble, backs against the wall. Like with Blake Snell, Roberts was like, okay, I trust that he's going to get this figured out. I'm not buying that these two homers to start the game is what we're going to be dealing with the entire game. And he was correct. The problem was the offense just didn't show up. And we can talk Yamamoto all day. They need to score runs, man. They've scored three in the last two games, and both of those games were at home. Now you're going on the road. Maybe that's a good thing. You remember a few weeks ago when we talked to Todd Frazier about it and just the idea of a home field and how many cents is it worth in the betting world and all that. He's like, forget all that. When I played in the playoffs, I loved going on the road. You're so much more comfortable. You're like, yeah, it's us against the world. Let's go and get these guys in their house. Some teams are more comfortable playing on the road, and in kind of like that. I was at the Cubs World Series Game 5 before they got on the road, and the feeling was just get one, just get one. They got that one, then they go to Cleveland, and they take them out. Wouldn't surprise me if that were to happen here. We'll see, but maybe they finally start hitting. That's what we've been waiting for all season, at least if you got money on L.A.
Did have an interesting conversation yesterday at the bar car on the train. Some guy with a Jays hat. I was like, what do you think? Nervous. He goes, we're going to kill them tomorrow. We're going to kill
them. Oh, get bent, dude.
No bias there, huh? With the Jays hat on, we're going to kill them, he said. All right.
Canadian sports fan Dodgers. Says that.
Dodgers.
Really?
Dodgers series. Dodgers.
Wow. It took that? Just flipped. Just completely flipped like that. Okay. All right. I see you. Friday feels on the other side. We'll break down the entire NFL card in this show as well. You got Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Yeah, a lot of great vibes here. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. Friday Feels, where do you want to start?
Why can't I watch football tomorrow on YouTube TV? Why? Why is this a thing again? They keep sending these emails, and I keep seeing these tweets. Yesterday, during one of our breaks, actually, I was sitting in the studio in New York, and I was scrolling Twitter, as one does during the break sometimes, and I saw SVP and Stanford Steve on the SportsCenter set wearing suits. And it wasn't this fun clip. It wasn't this exciting package. It was them basically talking to you, the viewer, the consumer, about saving ESPN on YouTube TV. But the deal's not complete. And unless they fix something today, which I don't even know if it's possible, I feel like the last time we saw this was CBS. Was it CBS NBC. Or something like that? Didn't
NBC.
Okay. And they figured it out at the wire. But I don't feel that sense of optimism because every ESPN talent has been posting about YouTube TV. So if they don't figure something out today, I'm going to flick on the YouTube TV that I pay $80 a month for. $80 a month. And I can't watch ESPN, ESPN2, ABC, SEC Network. Why? I don't even have an answer. I don't even know why.
I don't know why either. I kind of don't care what the why is. By the way, I saw those videos with their high-end talent. It's like, really? Company men, get out of here with that. With everything going on right now. Oh, my boss has told me to read this, so I'm going to be passionate about reading this. Like, get out of here, dude. It's so ridiculous. The price point, you're right. When we signed up, it's $35. I assume that's when you signed up. And everybody was talking about how great it was. Cut the cord. Okay, you're actually saving some money. Now you're not saving any money. We've been ranting on this for a long time. That with all the apps that you need now, that we used to all just have. We used to have access to it all, right? In the good old days of cable. Now we need all these apps. When you add it all up, we're paying more than when they were bending us over for $200-$300 a month. So what are we doing? Like, yeah, I pay the $82.99 a month, but that's before all the apps. That is before Sunday Ticket, and that's my choice. But that's a big reason that I'm still with YouTube TV, because of Sunday Ticket. And now with this latest one, most of the time I said, okay, these idiots are going to work it. Oh, I'm so scared. You're threatening me. I don't think this is a threat. This is what it is. And we're not going to have college football games, too many of them, this weekend. And I don't think we're going to have Monday night football between Arizona and Dallas. Are we supposed to talk about these games? I'm not switching right now. I'm not in a big rush to switch. Why? So I was looking at top 25. There are a number of teams that are off this weekend. We've got Oregon. Jeff Schwartz didn't wear any gear because Oregon's not playing this weekend. Bama, Texas A&M, Mizzou, BYU. Some good teams are off, right? There are 17 games involving top 25 teams. 17 games. 10 are on ABC or ESPN, including the ones that I cared the most about. Vanderbilt, Texas, ABC. Georgia, Florida, ABC. What else? Oklahoma, Tennessee, ABC. Now the Notre Dame fans are going to get pissed off because Notre Dame Boston College is an ESPN game, not an NBC, not a Peacock game. So the heavy hitters with the dollars are going to come out and they're going to be mad. Like, everybody's going to be mad. But 10 of the 17 games involving top 25 teams, as far as I can see at this moment, will not be able to watch. So I tried. I'm like, okay, there's got to be a way around this. I think most of us have the app. I tried using the app on TV, and then when you have to click in your provider, nope. I'm paying for the ESPN app, and I can't watch ESPN. Disney, the kids don't really watch Disney anymore. Like, they're getting a little older. It's more Netflix if they're going to watch stuff. But, or some of the other apps, like, what are we doing? So much wasted money in a time where jobs are going away. You're getting less and less income, so much wasted money. I'm going to have to reassess over the weekend. I don't know. Are you thinking of switching? Are you at that point?
I'm not going back to cable. At least I don't want to.
What are you
going to
do?
But if I lay everything out, maybe I have to. I still have Xfinity for internet, which I'm happy with. I did cancel, though, I guess I didn't cancel it. I severely downgraded my TV package because the deal that I have, you have to have two. You have to have internet and TV, or internet and home phone. I haven't had a home phone in 10 years. There's no point. Who calls the home phone? Just people either pranking you or trying to sell you something. There's no need. Do you even have a home phone still at the house?
No, I've not had one in a long, long time. No home phone.
There's no point. So my point is, of the two, when I signed up for the package, I'm like, well, that's easy. And at the time, I didn't have YouTube TV yet. I made the switch a couple years ago. So it was an easy decision for me. But when I went to go to the Xfinity store and I said, I don't want cable anymore, they said, well, would you like to activate your home phone service? I'm like, what? No, I don't want a home phone. Well, you need to keep two. That's the deal you signed. Fine. So now in one of the rooms, I have a cable box that gets like 9 channels. It's all the local news stations, ABC, CBS, NBC. I think there's a Fox in there. The Weather Channel, some other stupid channels. I never watch it. Everything is hooked up in this house now. On all the TVs, it's YouTube TV.
Yep.
Maybe I have to go back, though. They're not exactly making it fun on us, right? Oh, here. Oh, actually, wait a minute. Never mind. We got a $20 credit. That'll save everything.
Suck it. Yeah, get out of here.
$20?
No, I don't want the $20. I don't want the $20. I want what I paid for, and now it's overpay, too. As another increase. Now what are we doing? Why are we still here? And they know it's a pain in the ass for us to switch, and we don't want to switch, and people don't have the time to switch and deal with all this. And now we've got the holidays around the corner. Yippee. Like, boy, they love to bend you over again and again and again. Screw them all.
What are we talking about?
All of them. Screw them all. I don't even want to say I'm anti-YouTube TV. I am anti them, but I'm also anti-ESPN, too. Like, they can't get this figured out, and ABC and Disney, and before it was NBC, and oh, my God. Like, yeah, I still got to reassess, go back to the drawing board. What do I really want to see here? Because I'm still not getting the local local broadcast here. I don't see Bulls games. I don't see White Sox games. And that's okay. I do pay for Marquee. Well, it reminds me, I got to cancel that because I pay like $20 a month for that one. There's no reason to have it until later on.
No, you could watch old Cubs games until April if you want.
They do carry, they carry a lot of high school sports, which is kind of cool. And now they're carrying football, but. And like, they've carried my school, St. Pat's, like basketball in the past. But yeah, there's no reason to have that. It's frustrating. It's annoying. It's impacting a lot of people. I don't know. You can do Roku? Like, I don't want to do that.
I don't know. To be honest with you, given the developments, though, on this show, which we've obviously talked about, and we're not going to like sulk for 59 more days, but like, I honestly, like, I wish I cared more. I'm just so apathetic. Like you said, like, oh, well, the games aren't on. So what? You know, eventually it will kick in that we can't watch games, but like tomorrow, I don't really care. Now, ask me in a week or two when I'm having a better day and a better week, I'll be like, well, why can't I watch SMU Miami? I have a huge bet on SMU +12.5. And now I can't watch that in my house on the TV that I paid for and the YouTube TV that I subscribe to. I've literally done my part. I have the TVs. I pay for YouTube TV. Why can't I watch the game? Just make it make sense. And then all they do, YouTube sends you the email, and they don't explain anything. All they say is, our current agreement has approached its renewal date, and we will not agree to terms that disadvantage our members. You're literally disadvantaging me by not showing the game. That's the disadvantage. I don't care about this corporate mumbo jumbo. I don't care. Figure it out. We pay you. Now you do your part.
I, like you, kind of don't care. I'm not sulking in any way. I'm not going to do that. I'm in the heart of the anger phase, like with everything right now. It's like every time you turn around, I just walked upstairs during the break. It was something totally unrelated. Well, it's like, I got bad news for you. I'm like, I can't take it anymore. Every day is bad news. Like full on anger. What do I think happens? I think it gets worked out. Here's my thought process. Maybe I'm wrong on it. I mentioned Vandy, Texas, I mentioned Notre Dame, Boston College, a lot of money, a lot of powerful people that want to watch those games this weekend. I think something gets done. Oh, wait, it's going to affect my,
today, you think?
Yeah. Before tomorrow's games. I think
that's what happened with NBC. This is very similar to the situation, at least how it started. And we got the emails, and you and I talked about it on a Friday, and then by Saturday it was fixed. So if they follow that pattern, we'll get another email at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We saved the day! Exclamation point. It's like, stop. I don't care. I don't want the victory dance. Just put the freaking games on TV. I don't need this email about how great you are.
I'm probably going to leave YouTube TV either way. Just, I don't have time to deal with it right now, but when I do, I'm probably going to, I'm sick of this garbage. I'm sick of it. Like, and all these threats, and they're trying to pit us against the other people, and it's the same thing, vice versa. I'm done with them. Like, the reason I went there was the low price. It's not a low price anymore. The reason I stayed there is, okay, I got Sunday ticket. Before we know it, the NFL season's, and aren't they switching it next year anyways? It's going to, you know, I end up being on a lot more red zone than anything anyways. So, I mean, you can't watch 10 games at a time when they do that with the 1 o'clock Eastern slate. I'm going to leave them anyways. I'm sick of their crap. Like a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm just sick of doing nothing about it. Being angry and doing nothing about it. I'm out of that mode. I'm about doing something at this point with everything in life.
It just doesn't really feel like there's anything we can do at this point because we have already paid for the Sunday ticket. Like, they have me at least through the football season. So
right.
I don't know that I'm going to make a change. And then maybe after the Super Bowl, I'll become an art dealer or something, or I'll start an OnlyFans. I mean, maybe I'll just like pivot and not do sports ever again. You know, you never know. That would make you laugh. Me talking about OnlyFans.
A lot will make me laugh today. No offense to you.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
I will say there's one option with NFL, which again, it's too late for someone like Sam, who already has the ticket. NFL app costs you like $100 a year, and you can then use that.
What do you get?
It's not a, you get like red zone, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, like anything. If NFL is your thing, like, it works for me. And like, you know, I've got cable as well.
And you pull that through the TV.
You can go to the NFL app through your smart TV, or simulcast it or mirror it or whatever. You have multiple options with that. That's worked for me, and that's the way I've been getting by with it. I do have YouTube TV though. That'll be gone on my next billing date.
You're pulling it. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sick. It's so annoying.
I get it. I understand it. I'm going to go back to cable, and I'm going to hate cable. So it's just like, I'm going to hate everything no matter what I pick.
Are their prices changing with so many people leaving YouTube or going to YouTube? I haven't even looked.
YouTube is the number one way that people watch television now. It's trouncing everything, even Netflix. YouTube is soaring over Netflix.
Like, the kids pull it up on the iPad if they want. It's time to go to bed. They want to watch the end of the game. Or I pull it up on my phone while I'm driving. If I want to hear the TV call, if I don't know what radio station a game is on, or if it's not even being carried in the Chicago market, like, it is very convenient. I'll say that. Now, I assume at this point you can do that with the other ones, but I mean, this is the number one topic today. This is it. I mean, this affects every sports fan out there for the most part. And for everybody, just go to the bar. I'm not. No, I'm not.
And what YouTube TV doesn't realize, and the cable companies were so dumb about this, it was convenient. Cable was convenient. And now YouTube TV is repeating those same mistakes. It didn't work for cable when they tried this.
Yep. Dumb. Let's talk about the college football games that you can't watch tomorrow. Many of you. Joe O, Sammy P, Betts Wetz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Well, the full NFL Week Now breakdown coming up at 10 o'clock Eastern time. Go over all the NFL games that hour. Patrick Everson will be joining us at 11 a.m. Eastern. We'll find out where the sharp money is going, what he's hearing from the various sports books out in Las Vegas and around the country. So you'll want a lot of great intel there. You'll want to stick around. Make sure you are here for Patrick Everson's visit coming up at 11 a.m. Eastern. Or if you can't stick with us, make sure you check out the podcast. Subscribe to the Bet Sweats podcast. Joe O, Sammy P, since we were just like voicing our frustration with YouTube TV, a couple other things before we jump to the college football plays. As far as the NFL weekend that really stands out is you've got these high totals. I think we're still at five games with totals of 50 or higher, which is interesting, and I know a lot of this, it just ends up being matchup based. We have a good feel for these teams at this point. We're at the midpoint, around the midpoint of the season, and okay, they're saying this lines up for a lot of scoring. And some of these totals did not start there. Yeah, so we've got Indy-Pittsburgh into the 50s. We have, what else? KC-Buffalo, Arizona-Dallas. So some of them did, Chicago-Cincinnati too. And then, of course, you had last night's game. Last night's game goes well under the total because Miami doesn't do anything. And I was starting to wonder, are we going to get a lot of these unders coming in? Is it just going to be too much expectation? Like the Chicago-Cincinnati one. We don't even know that Flacco's playing. I understand you have two poor defenses. One is just god-awful. But I don't know how they get to that number of 51. And a lot of this seems to be about defense, Sam, as opposed to offense, which is usually where you find these high totals. It's like, oh, look, this team can't stop anything. So let's just make this into the 50s.
Well, the crazy thing, too, is that Chicago defensively is pretty healthy considering how they've looked the last couple of weeks. I mean, they look like they're pretty good in the secondary. I saw Stevenson came back to practice. He was a full participant. Their issues are on offense. You had Burden did not participate with a concussion. Swift did not participate, although they think he's going to play. I mean, he's probably going to play. Tooney did not practice yesterday. And then Komet, DJ Moore, and Rome Odunze were all limited. A couple weeks ago, we're talking about the Bears having multiple issues in the secondary and at linebacker. Now it's the offensive guys that are hurt, but the total has gone up, you know, 50. Well, it did go up and then came down a little bit. I think the high point of the total I'm checking right now was 53. So it did go up, but then came back down. And, of course, if Flacco is not going to go, you're talking about Jake Browning and Caleb Williams, two quarterbacks who have not been efficient passing the football.
Right, which is surprising that it is so high. So we're coming off a week. Favorites go 11-2 ATS. Favorites 11-2 ATS. That'll make me laugh. All covering by a lot. So what does that set up for this week? Are you getting value on the other side? You know I'm a dog player. You're a dog player as well. I did pick some underdogs this week, but it was more difficult this week to land on dogs. And I think it just jumps out to me because I'm finding myself liking more favorites than maybe any other week. And I'm really hoping it's not because of the results that we just saw. But we do have this separation. The bad teams, there's not 3, 4, 5 bad teams. It feels like this league, there's 10 to 12 bad teams.
There are maybe more than 10 to 12 bad teams. I think there's 4 really good teams and then a bunch of crap. And then below the crap is even worse crap. You know, yep. I mean, it's somebody who's bet on a lot of the crap this year, you know, betting the Commanders at 13 and the game closing 10.5. And, you know, in the third quarter, you're dead despite being 7-7. I had a couple bets this year I made on the Titans. And they just get murdered. I've bet on the Saints a couple times, 1-1. I did hit once, and then I lost the second game against the Bears when the Bears covered that 5, 5.5. So many bad teams, though, man. And I think the only hope, if you're a sportsbook director, is that people just kind of come in and think, wow, that's a big number, and they'll take the points. Or on the other side, well, that team is so bad, I'll just lay it. But the more you see and the more that we study in this space, honestly, 50% of the players are probably only playing props these days. Like, the bettors have changed, right? They're not like you and I anymore, where you grew up and you had to just bet the side of the total. And maybe you can do a parlay with the local guy. Now it's just, well, I like this player and I like that player. And let me go to this game and let me pull a player from that game. And then I'm going to go to the Monday night game and pull a player from that game. So now I have 4 players from 3 or 4 different games, and I'll just parlay them all to do something or not do something. That's the way people bet these days, especially kids like 21 to 25 or 21 to 30. They're parlaying player stuff, not so much the sides and the totals.
Well, it's not like we're the most rigid bettors either, because we started this show talking about the Ravens last night. And, oh, yeah, we talked about Lamar being more pass heavy, not running as much. Why the hell did we not bet under rushing or under rushing attempts for Lamar? I have no idea. We talked about liking the Henry longest rush, being scared about Keaton Mitchell, getting Andrews anytime touchdown, how popular Achane is and whether or not you're going to do that, how he's going to be used in that game. Whether we realize it or not, we're doing the same thing. We lean more sides, I'd say, than anything. You do more totals than I do. We lean that way. But if we don't like the side or total, as far as last night's game, we found a lot of creative ways to attack the game because we didn't like the side or total a ton. We were fine with it. If you want to put it in a money line parlay, tease it, whatever. Okay, cool. On the Baltimore side. But we're talking about 5, 6, 7 different props, and I think all of them ended up hitting. So we're kind of the same way, whether we want to admit it or not.
True. True that. I'm looking at some of these dogs, too, and I just wish I could get there. Like, the one that we talked about last couple of days was Minnesota. And then I brought it up in our meeting with Bear and Jeff yesterday. And then Jeff throws this stat that since Goff got to Detroit – the Lions are 8-0 against the spread against Minnesota. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to automatically become 9-0. But when you think Flores and pressure and get to the quarterback, that has not been the way to attack Jared Goff. And this number is one of the bigger numbers we've seen in Lions and Vikings in recent years because the Vikings were very good last year. But when I said, you know, that's a lot of points from Minnesota, Jeff said, nope, not doing it. Goff mm-hmm. covers every time. And I thought, oh, well, there's that.
It's difficult. I find it a little difficult to make some of these adjustments on defense right now that we need to make. The Vikings, probably not the defense that we thought they were. Right? I'm not saying they're bad, but they're not what we expected them to be this season. And some of that is health. The Steelers, not the defense that we are used to. 49ers, injuries got them, and I think they're going to be awful moving forward. So we have to make those adjustments. I'm with Jeff on that. I am not betting the Vikings. I'll tell you if I'm on the other side when we break down that game, but I'm not betting the Vikings. I don't even know what McCarthy is right now, and we haven't even seen him play an NFL game since week two. They might be salivating in Detroit. In fact, I'm kind of thinking that they are. That score just might be one-way action. So it's interesting. It's hard to get there. As a dog player, it's like, am I going to lay 8.5 in the division with this Vikings team that was so awesome last year? That's the hard part. Like, you saw my angst when you were asking me that yesterday about betting Minnesota. I'm like, I'm supposed to. Historically, I take Minnesota in this spot. Historically, I take Pittsburgh in this spot. I'm not betting those teams. I'm not. You've got to be able to change sometimes. So the league is changing. We're trying to change with it. College football. See, now with the news of the day, and I know not everybody out there has YouTube TV. I'm getting messages from people that have Hulu as well, and they're talking about their scenario. People are very frustrated. People are mad about it. I am too. The games that I liked that we started talking about yesterday on the show, they're all ABC ESPN games. So am I going to bet it without the ability to watch it if I stay home? In fact, like some of the other places I go to, like Friends House, they all have YouTube TV as well. What a disaster. What a mess. So, yeah, I want to bet Vandy, Texas. I want to bet Oklahoma, Tennessee. As of this moment, I don't have a way to watch it. So will I be doing that? I don't know. I think a lot of the viewers and listeners to our show, if they're betting something, they watch it. Or they're betting because they're going to be watching it. This might be the least listened to college football segment that we've had all year because people are thinking I'm not betting it tomorrow. So why am I going to go out of my way and listen to that segment of the show?
I have 3 bets that I've made for tomorrow and 2 of them mm-hmm. are on Disney channels. And that drives me insane. SMU Miami at 12, which, by the way, has moved quite a bit. 12.5 down to 10.5 at multiple books. MGM has 10.5. And then Texas and Vanderbilt, which is also at 12. So if I want to watch those two games, I have to go somewhere, likely, unless we get a solution at some point today or early tomorrow. The other game I bet yesterday was Kansas State at +7.5 against Texas Tech. That's on Fox.
That crap to Kelly.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, she only picks Kansas State. But that's fine. I think Tech might lose outright tomorrow. I've come to that realization myself. It took me an extra day, and I got there yesterday. You can get 7.5 at a couple books. MGM has a juice 7 on the favorite. Kansas State's been playing good ball as of late. And I do
think, Are you on the Texas side?
They cover. What's that?
Are you on the Texas side?
Yeah, laid 2.5.
In that game.
I got some good CLV so far. Not that that matters.
Agree with that. Yeah, market 3. I like Tennessee laying 3 in that one. It's so bad in these streets. We're going to be watching the CW tomorrow. The CW game will be viewed. Joe O, Sammy P, we've got NFL next. We'll break down the card on BetSweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.